We welcome you inside the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, the great Merrill Reese. Merrill, hello, and what a season it was.
It was a great season, but that doesn't make the ending any less difficult. It's difficult. Sometimes I think that it's easier at the end of a bad season to say, thank goodness this is over, than to end abruptly after a playoff game where you have so much invested. And I had the feeling going in that if the Eagles had beaten the Saints, they would have had an easier time with Carolina. So it hurts for a few days. Now,
yeah.
That doesn't take away from the fact that this was a tremendous season.
I would tell you that in the days after the loss, I felt disappointed but not depressed, understanding that the Eagles accomplished a lot this year.
They did.
That there's a lot to look forward to in 2014.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about this team
and
how it's built and what happens next. Your feeling, Merrill, on the pieces that perhaps you'd like the Eagles to address.
One thing I will tell you, and people don't like to use this word or this phrase, franchise quarterback. They have one. They do not have to draft a quarterback. They have a guy who is good enough to develop into the kind of quarterback that you can win a Lombardi Trophy with. I think he's terrific, and I think that's one of the biggest things to come out of this year, that the Eagles have a top-notch quarterback who is still in the developmental stage. That's how much room he has to grow.
Where does he have to grow, Merrill?
I think basically, and Chip likes to say everybody can grow in a lot of different directions. I think in terms of getting rid of the ball faster in some circumstances, not taking the sack as many times as he has. Sometimes there are good sacks, but I think Nick can still get rid of it a little faster sometimes. But his decision-making is excellent. His leadership is there. He's got a fine NFL arm. I just think he's a tremendous young quarterback who will grow with experience.
So what would you like to ask? Get back to the original question. What would you like some of the pieces to add? And I understand that this team needs to improve from top to bottom. I know that's the mantra from head coach Chip Kelly. But for you, what would you like to see added?
I think you can point to the secondary. I think the secondary has to be shored up. I still think that this team could use a big 330-pound nose tackle to play in that 30 defense, a big run-stopping nose tackle. I thought that was pointed out the other night when they played the Saints, and Mark Ingram was able to explode for too many yards. So I think that would be big. So if you talk about those areas, I would agree with you. I think you could always use another big receiver.
Yeah, and I would add pass rusher to that.
Yeah, an edge rusher.
I'm not sure that there's a position that you wouldn't look to address. And I think the way the Eagles want to go into this is they will challenge every position, and if they can have any opportunity to upgrade, they will do so. They've got plenty of cap room, 7 draft picks. I'm looking forward to a pretty active offseason.
Oh, I think so, too. And I think there's business that has to be taken care of right now or before free agency begins. I think that one of those players who must be cemented right here as an Eagle is Donnie Jones.
Yeah, agreed. Let's take a look at the free agent list from this football team, Merrill. It's a relatively short list, 9 players in all. And I think the first name that you'd like to talk about perhaps is Michael Vick. Is Michael Vick somebody that you see coming back in 2014?
I think they would like to have Michael Vick come back in his role. He's a leader in the locker room. He has been a cementing force for this team. He's handled himself with poise and class. Although I think Michael Vick would like to have an opportunity to start someplace. And if he gets one, a chance to compete, he'll take it.
All right, let's go to the second name on that list. It would be Riley Cooper, who certainly played very well this year. Merrill and Jeremy Maclin, let's talk about them as a tandem. Do they both come back? It's both players certainly in different situations.
Dave, every team has to adhere to a salary cap, and I don't know how much money they can dedicate to the wide receiver position. They already have DeSean Jackson, and whether they can afford Riley Cooper and Jeremy Maclin both remains to be seen. I don't know what will happen there.
I would agree with you, and I think that those players, certainly Riley blossoming, we take a look at his numbers this year. Jeremy coming off the injury, that's a question mark, what he's looking for, and but I think I agree with your original statement. The Eagles do need more help at wide receiver. I think they're bigger, stronger, faster receivers. You just challenge that position.
I like Allen Robinson from Penn State, but I don't know where you'd draft.
The defensive side of the ball, as far as free agents, I would tell you Nate Allen would probably be someone you consider. Nate Allen has come back and played very well here, Merrill. in this 2013 season, is he somebody who would be attractive on the open market? That's the big question. Is his value?
That I don't know, but I know that Nate Allen has grown in the system, and he had a very, very solid 2013.
Right, and then Donnie Jones, we all agree
absolutely
that
has
Donnie
to come
Jones,
back.
After his season, would be a plus to come back.
He has been the best punter in the NFC. Yeah. I don't care what statistics show.
He's done a very nice job. Merle, I don't really want to talk about the rest of the playoffs because I don't particularly care too much. When you kind of have this whole thing settle and look back at 2013, what will stick in your mind about this season?
The fact that this team has a coach and staff that can guide this team to the ultimate. I think this staff is outstanding, and I think, again, as I said before, they now have a terrific young quarterback who will only get better.
Yeah.
Those are two big things. When you look at franchises, you say, do they have a coach and a staff, and do they have a quarterback?
Right.
And the answer is yes, emphatically yes.
Very good. Merle Reese, we will talk to you throughout the offseason. I'm sure you'll be around.
Absolutely.
Get this thing going. And
I am not a free agent. I will be back.
That is good news for all of us. Merle Reese, we thank you so much for joining us in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.